Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, just pass it along to them. You know, one of the things I hear often from my clients when they return home from being at their company's national convention or maybe a leadership conference is how much they enjoy hearing from some of the top producers in their company. And what they appreciate most is not so much of hearing about that person's victories as much as hearing that this top producer also has her times of struggle. It's not because they want to celebrate someone else's flaws, but rather it's reassuring to know that even those who excel still have their battles, like the rest of us. Maybe you have felt that way when you have read a post from a favorite blogger of yours or listened to a favorite speaker on podcast where they open up about an area of their life where they struggle. It makes that person real to you. It makes them relatable, human. You might even lean in a bit more when they share how they deal with their struggles because their experiences often provide the lessons that only struggles can teach. There's wisdom there. That's how the Roman Christians must have felt as they were reading this letter to the Romans from the Apostle Paul. Oh, they had heard so much about Paul and his past life as a rabid Pharisee, and now his present after his encounter with Jesus. You know, Paul became Jesus' most ardent disciple. It must have seemed to these new Roman Christians that this new Paul, once known as Saul, well, it felt like he could do no wrong. After all, they thought, he had a personal encounter with Jesus years earlier, and he was a totally changed man because of God's grace. I mean, what could Paul possibly struggle with at this point? But as passionate a follower of Jesus as Paul had become, he was still human, and he still struggled with sin as we do. Max Lucado, the author of In the Grip of Grace, shares this in his book on page 124. He writes, "The Civil War of the Soul." How welcome is Paul's confession. How good to know he struggled like the rest of us. Those who have been amazed by grace have been equally amazed by their sin. Why do I say yes to God one day and yes to Satan the next? Once I know God's commands, why am I not eager to obey them? Shouldn't these conflicts cease now that I see the sign? Does my struggle mean I'm not saved? Oh, no. We are saved. We're saved by grace. So if we believe that Jesus is God's Son, and we accept that He died on the cross to be the perfect sacrifice that paid for our sins, we are saved. That does not change. Even though we still sin, we are human. We're not perfect. We live on earth where Satan still prowls around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So we'll struggle between following God's best for us and following the temptations of our sin nature. The more we draw near to God, the more we are equipped to flee from sin. But there will still be times we fall into Satan's trap, as Paul did. One of the sins that Paul mentions in Romans chapter 7, is coveting. And he writes this in Romans 7, beginning in verse 7. He writes, "What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. Indeed, I would not have known what sin was except through the law. For I would not have known what coveting really was if the law had not said, 'Do not covet.' But sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, produced in me every kind of covetous desire. For apart from law, sin is dead. Once I was alive apart from law, but when the commandment came, sin sprang to life and I died. I sinned. I found that the very commandment that was intended to bring life actually brought death. For sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, deceived me, and through the commandment put me to death. So then the law is holy, and the commandment is holy and righteous and good. Well, in here, Paul was sharing with us that once he learned the commandment, do not covet, it seemed like everywhere he went, he was coveting what others had. And he had to battle that. He wanted to obey God's law, but he often found himself doing the exact opposite thing and following the path of sin instead. But thanks be to God that he never turns his back on one of his own. God still calls us his children and provides us the opportunity to confess our sin and be restored. Max Lucado writes this on page 126 in his book. He writes, "That's Satan sowing those seeds of shame. If he can't seduce you with your sin, he'll let you sink in your guilt. Nothing pleases him more than for you to cower in the corner, embarrassed that you're still dealing with some old habit. And many believe him, spending years convinced that they are disqualified from the kingdom. Can I go to the well of grace too many times? I don't deserve to ask for forgiveness again, we might think." He continues, "But who told you that you deserved forgiveness the first time? When you came to Christ, did he know every sin you committed up to that point? Yes. Did Christ know every sin you would commit in the future? Yes. He knew that too. So Jesus saved you, knowing all the sins you would ever commit until the end of your life? Yes. You mean he's willing to call you his child, even though he knows each and every mistake of your past and future? Yes. If we weren't saved, if we weren't following Jesus, Satan wouldn't be attacking us. See, Satan wants to discourage us from our mission of sharing Jesus with others, and so he will cause us to doubt and become discouraged, thinking we aren't good enough to be God's messenger, so why keep trying? Well, don't you believe it? While it's true we aren't good enough, God is. And God is the one who will work through us, giving us the strength to stand for him even when we are weak, even when we sin. We can proclaim, along with Paul, in Romans 7:25, "I thank God for saving me through Jesus Christ, our Lord." So eyes up, tell Satan to hit the road. We've got work for the Lord to do today. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please just pass it along to them. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.